listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Was your summer electricity bill higher than last year? Some central Queenslanders have reported their latest bill is almost double what they expected. It's got many questioning the large jump, and our reporter Lauren Wilson has put that question to Ergon.
Ergon Energy says electricity prices are regulated and set by the Queensland Competition Authority each year on July 1st. Last year, this price increased due to rising costs within the market, meaning those on a typical tariff 11 would have seen a bill increase of $429. It's been a hot summer too, so air conditioning units have had a workout. Some relief though for those receiving the cost of living rebate. The final instalment will be issued in April this year.
Sunwater claims no direct health concern has been detected at Fairburn Dam near Emerald, despite residents being told to boil their tap water. It says there's an elevated turbidity level in the water, which can make it appear cloudy, and the boil water notice is in place as a precaution. The alert does not include the Emerald Township. And the free Heart 5 mobile health unit travelling across regional Queensland is celebrating 2 years of detecting mine dust lung diseases across CQ. Dean Barr from Resources Safety and Health Queensland says it's a critical service for former workers.
It's screened over 1,000 retired and former workers across the state. It's been to over 40 visits.
Heart 5's next visit will be to the Rockhampton region next month. In sport, the three-way tussle for the top of the local cricket ladder continues heading into the final round this weekend. A bye and speedy two-wicket win by Frenchville Falcons over Cap Coast on Saturday sees them stay in the top spot. The Glen are once again back in second place following an equally comfortable five-wicket win over Brothers. The upcoming Glen v Gracemere meeting will be crucial. A Gladstone win could see them advance to the grand final.